This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. No man left behind is a military principle, but it is also a spiritual goal. Today, I will explain. First, a brief prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future radio broadcasts at our website, gospel2africa.com. The phrase, no man left behind, is a principle of many military organizations. It means that if you as a soldier are wounded or even killed on the battlefield, your comrades will take you with them for medical attention or proper burial. I mention this phrase today in reference to the time when Jesus Christ will return to earth to bring back to heaven all of those people who are His, who belong to Christ, who are born-again saved individuals. This is the event known as the Rapture. In the U.S., a popular fictional book series by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, known as the Left Behind books, provided plausible but fictional stories about what happens to those people who are not Christians when Jesus Christ returns to claim His own. What happens to those left behind after all the Christians are taken back to heaven with Christ? The rapture is not often talked about in many churches because there is a difference of opinion among Christians as to when it will occur, depending on how you understand certain Bible passages. While I personally take the position of the rapture occurring before the start of the Great Tribulation described in Revelation, for this program today I want to only focus on not being left behind, regardless of how you figure the timing of the return of Christ. If you have a Bible at hand, please open it now to the New Testament book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and starting in verse 13, we read these words about the rapture, the return of Christ in the air. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with Him the believers who have died. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet Him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. So we see in these verses that the return of Christ to the earth should be a joyous reunion and not a fearful time. That is, if you are a born-again saved believer in Jesus Christ. For those in Christ, no man or woman or child will be left behind. We who have a personal relationship with Jesus have no fear at the thought of the return of Christ. But if you do not know Christ at this time, you have much to fear. A life without the grace and protection of the Lord Jesus is too awful to contemplate. A life without Christ ends up in hell eventually, after the judgment of God has been handed out upon those whose sins have not been washed away by faith in Christ. Hell is not a party time for the wicked, as some people think. It is not a wild party for evil people. It is total darkness, isolation, solitary confinement, forever and ever, with the added torture of knowing you could have avoided it by placing your faith in the saving power of Jesus to redeem your life from sin and make you suitable for heaven. Those in hell will live with eternal regret at having neglected or rejected faith in Jesus as their Savior. There is no need to be left behind when Christ returns. No need at all. The invitation to receive Christ as Savior is open to you if you will place your wholehearted faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sins, to wash your soul clean from wickedness, and make you fit for heaven. Even in Bible times, people were wondering when the return of Christ will happen. And the Apostle Paul, writing further in the same book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, says this, "Now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we do not really need to write to you, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. But you are not in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to the darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you already have been doing. There is a time coming when God will judge wickedness, and this earth will be subjected to great tribulation and trials. It is my view, personally, that true believers in Jesus will be removed from the earth by Jesus and will avoid these terrible times. Again, let me repeat, you do not want to be left behind. And there is no reason to allow yourself to be left behind when by placing your faith in Jesus you can avoid the coming judgment of God. Here is a portion of Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 10. "Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God, and they will be citizens in the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven from my God. And I will also write on them my new name. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches." Now let me back up to Revelation chapter 1 to give you an idea of the awesome vision the Apostle John received from God while he was in exile on the Greek island of Patmos thousands of years ago. He wrote, "This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God and his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the nations of the world will mourn for him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Almighty One." That is how John described Jesus. Jesus is the first and the last, or, like the Greek alphabet, the Alpha and Omega. In English, it is like saying the A and the Z. Jesus was with God in the beginning of time, before creation, and Jesus will exist for all eternity, long after this world is gone. Jesus is not only the Savior, He is the Creator and Sustainer of all things, and those who have placed their faith in the saving power of Jesus to take away their sins and save their soul will live and reign in honor and glory along with Christ. Those who do not turn to Christ will realize a terrible, awful fate for their failure to open the door of their heart to Jesus. Turn in your Bible to Revelation chapter 22 at the end of your Bibles and read how things turn out in the end, starting in verse 12. "Look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life. Outside the city are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idol worshippers, and all who love to live a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. I am both the source of David and the heir to his throne. I am the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let anyone who hears this say, 'Come.' Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life." Again, friend, Jesus does not want you to be left behind. You should not allow yourself to be abandoned. Become one of the flock of sheep of Jesus. Jesus himself called himself the Good Shepherd, and Christians are his sheep. Here is the relevant text from John chapter 10. Here are the words of Jesus. "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Friend, do not let yourself be left behind. Join me and Christians worldwide so we will all be ready for the rapture, the return of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. The purpose of this Vision for Christ broadcast is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. You may write to us at this mailing address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our main website address, gospel2africa.com. And you may write to us through our website contact form at the website gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you with this final selection from the Holy Word of God in the Bible book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. "For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ."